Here we are at Camp South Grove. Hamilton is having an amazing time. We're doing all kinds of worship songs and crafts and finding all kinds of fun things here in the Grove. We also, after we go from one place to another, we have a song that we sing, and I know you guys have all been doing a great job singing it, so let's have a great time.
Sometimes I like to go outside. Sometimes I like to run and hide. But I know all the time, you are with me, always with me, because
thing. That's one of the fun things that we do here at camp. We also play games, don't we?
Ooh, lots of games.
Oh, let's do one now. How about Simon Says and we'll take turns?
Oh, yay. Oh, can I be Simon first, please?
Absolutely, Clover.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Simon says, wiggle your fingers.
Okay.
Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, wiggle. Now jump up and down. Did you jump up and down? Simon didn't say.
Simon didn't say.
Okay, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Simon says, shake your right foot. Simon says, shake your left foot. Simon says, jump up and down. Stop. Who stopped? Simon didn't say stop. Okay, Joey, it's your turn.
Okay, Simon says to spin in a circle. We haven't done that one yet. That
was
really fun.
With flippers on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Simon says... Let's do some jumping jacks. That's fun.
Let's
do some jumping jacks.
Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff, you know.
Okay.
And let's run in place. Oh, did somebody of you run in place?
Yay! That was fun. What a good time. Thanks for playing with us. Hey guys, let's do our memory verse song.
Great. I'll sing it once so you can hear what it sounds like, and then we can do it all together.
That sounds great.
Okay, here we go.
I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. Psalm 119:30.
That was awesome!
Yeah!
Good job, you guys!
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's find that clue. See anything?
Oh, well, there's a football.
No,
okay, well.
That's not it. Maybe it's this chicken. No, that's not it either.
Hungry.
That's not it. It's gotta be. Look at this. Do you think this could be it? I think it is! Our clue is a flashlight! Oh boy, let's go show Miss Michelle. Ready, Hamilton? I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Miss Michelle! Look where we
found! You found my flashlight! Where'd you find this at?
Over in the woods.
Oh!
But we think it might be a clue to help us earn some badges.
Well, you know what? We need to get a hold of Ranger Rex and find out for sure if this has anything to do with our story. Ready? Okay.
Ranger Rex, Ranger Rex, come in, Ranger Rex.
Oh yeah, this is Ranger Rex. Come on back.
Ranger Rex, we need to know what the badge is for this week. Can you help us, please?
Oh, you bet your sweet Buzz and Bimby I do. Well, let me see here.
There's a lot of buzzing going on.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole swarm of busy buzzing bubble bugs. They get into everything. They show up when you wash your car, when you get in your bathtub, and sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, they bubble in my mouth. You just gotta chew them away or pop it. But they buzz a lot.
I'm sorry. The buzzing is so loud.
Well, they're everywhere here today. Here it is. The badge for this week is Jesus Redeemed. Chew!
Bless you!
I didn't sneeze. I'm chewing the busy, buzzy bubble.
Okay, come again on the badge.
The badge is Jesus Redeems.
Jesus Redeems.
Yeah, that's it. It's
a... Bless you again.
Oh, okay, well, okay. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Jesus Redeems. Shoo.
Oh, oh, you hear that? Do you hear that? Do you hear any buzzing? No buzzing yet? There's some bugs coming, a whole swarm of bugs, big bugs. They're busy buzzing bubble bugs. And oh, when they come, they're everywhere. So I just, uh-oh. Can you hear that? I hear that. Whoa! Ah, here they come! I'll get them! Don't worry! Oh! I got them! Awesome! Well, I'm gonna get all these bugs, and you go see the campers and all the teacher, and I'll see you later. Okay, bye. Got them.
Okay, guys, we need to get ready. So first, we'll start with our hearts. Let's fold our hands, bow our heads, and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you that we get to hear your word with our friends. Help us to sit nice and still. Amen. Now we need our pay attention eyes. I think mine are going to be blue. I'm going to put those on. Are you guys on? All right. And now let's reach way out to the side. You know, right? Grab your listening ears and click those babies on. Make sure they're nice and tight. Are they? Good. And these, we need to zip lock and button. So 1, 2, 3. Zip, lock, and button. And now we're ready for our Big God story. So, do you guys know what a nickname is?
Ooh, yeah, I have a nickname.
You have a nickname?
Mm-hmm. My name's Clover, but sometimes my family just calls me Clo.
Clo, very cool. Joey, what about you?
My name isn't actually Joey, it's Joseph, but everyone calls me Joey.
I like that, that's awesome. Well, I actually have one too, and mine is Munch, because I always like to munch. So, and a nickname is something that your family would call you, maybe another name. So, do you guys have a nickname? On the count of three, I want you guys to shout out your nicknames if you have one. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wow, those are great names. Weren't those awesome, you guys? Good job. In the Big God story, there was a man that many people called Saul, but he was also known as Paul. We're going to hear how God changed his name and how he was known by people. In fact, not only did this man's name change, his whole life changed because Jesus redeems. What does redeem mean?
I don't know.
I know, it kind of makes me scratch my head too. To redeem something means to buy back. So Jesus bought us back from sin and gave us life in him. Let's get ready to hear more. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Long ago, there was a man named Saul who did everything in his power to stop people from following Jesus. He was sure that the followers of Jesus were the enemies of God. He put many of them in prison, and some of them were even killed. Sometime later, Saul and his companions were headed for the city of Damascus, where they planned to arrest the followers of Jesus. Suddenly, a bright light flashed around Saul, He fell to the ground in fear and heard a voice ask him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Saul responded, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Jesus told him to get up and go into the city where he would be told what he should do. So Saul got up, but he couldn't see. He was blind. His companions had to lead him by the hand into Damascus to a disciple named Ananias. Jesus told Ananias that he should lay hands on Saul, but Ananias was afraid. He had heard of all the things that Saul had been doing to the followers of Jesus. Jesus assured him that Saul had changed and that God had important work for Saul to do. Ananias obeyed Jesus. He found Saul and laid his hands on him. Then Saul was filled with the Holy Spirit, and something like scales fell from his eyes. Now he could see once again. Then Ananias baptized Saul. Saul was transformed, and his new name was now Paul.
After Jesus redeemed Saul, everything in his life began to change. And it wasn't long until Saul was known by another name, Paul. He was no longer Saul. Now he's Paul. This new name was a really good way for people to recognize that there was a change in his life. Mm-hmm. Paul belonged to God. Jesus redeemed Paul.
When Paul's name changed, it was a reminder that Jesus redeems. Mm-hmm. Can you shout that with me? Jesus redeems. You know what? Paul isn't the only one who was redeemed by Jesus. You know who else that Jesus redeemed and bought back?
Us!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's us.
God has redeemed us and saved us from our sin. He gives us life in Jesus. He helps us change when we do wrong things. And to follow him, he redeems. He's our redeemer. We've been redeemed by Jesus. We're now children of the Most High King. This means that even when something is hard in your life, whether it was by a wrong choice you made or something that simply happened to you, God redeems. During our song, let's take some time to talk with God. You might want to thank him for redeeming you, or just praise him on how wonderful he is. Here we go.
I can jump around,
I can jump.
Okay, guys, it's time for the blessing. Let's put our hands out. May you know that Jesus has redeemed you and calls you his.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Sound off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, hey, good to see you, good to see you, good to see you.
Hi, Ranger Rex.
Hello, you're here for your badges, I bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me think of the real important question. I know. Why was Saul's name changed to Paul? It's a hard one. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Okay. Because Paul belonged to God now.
Oh, that's it. You got it. Good job. Good job. Well, let's get your badges here, okay? Oh, yeah. Wait just a minute. Oh, we got so many badges, it's hard to know where to put it.
So exciting.
Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Hamilton, you come over here. Okie dokie, Smokey. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Very good job, everybody. Okay, high five.
Okay, now we've got to get our pay to tip. You know what I meant.
Ta-ta.
Woo! Dancing!